I mean, mood-wise, I mean, you know, you try to get rid of losses or wins the same. So, I mean, it's more fun to come in here on a Monday, and after a win, obviously, it's a lot more fun for us as players going through the tape. You know, we try to limit our mistakes defensively, and that makes it easier to watch the tape as well. So, I would say we're prepared to move on and ready to go, and we know what kind of challenge is in front of us.
How's the body feeling after two full games now?
Good. It feels good. If I can just avoid Linville landing on me at any point, I'd feel better. But, no, he's been playing awesome. But, no, my body feels good.
Are you sort of embracing the middle linebacker role at this point? I mean, I know it's not yours long term.
But, I'm just
– you know, how would you describe that transition there?
I think everybody's mentality is just, in mindset, is just to come here and try to give this team the best chance to win. I mean, it doesn't matter where you're playing. You know, it's your job to get caught up in alignments and assignments and get ready to go and play your best football. It's a grinder season, and you have injuries and guys get nicked up, so you just have to get ready to play.
You face Rodgers a lot in your career. Does this feel like a different spot here because of where your defense is at now versus some previous years?
No, you never feel really comfortable going against him. I mean, he's got such great accuracy and leadership abilities. You know, he's as impressive a guy as I've ever played against, and got a lot of respect for him, but really their whole team in general. So, I mean, the division goes through Green Bay, and you know we've proven nothing until we can go prove to beat them, and so this weekend's tough for us.
It seems like this defense doesn't beat itself no matter what situations it's put in. Is this one of the smartest groups as a whole that you've been a part of, you think?
I mean, we still see a lot of mistakes being made and small things that we can improve on, but I just think we're trying to do a good job of improving those things and you know, kind of hold our end of the rope, and if everybody does that, we give ourselves a chance. But we're far from perfect, and we're still grinding away.
Chad, there takes a certain mental toughness, I think, what went in the fourth quarter with all these close games. What is it about this group that's allowing you guys to do that? Is it the veterans or what?
No, I think it's just us staying the course. I think you really give, I mean, you say the veteran leadership, but I really think you give more credit to the young guys for being able to play in big spots. I mean, we have so many young guys that have played crucial roles, and I think it's a credit to them to really grow up quickly and mature and then be able to perform in those tough situations. We see like Diggs make a great catch and run yesterday. Danielle Hunter comes in and makes some great plays. Edmund Robinson on special teams made a couple of really nice plays. So I just think we're getting a lot out of our young guys that are coming in, first and second year guys that are just not acting that way.
We've heard, really from day one when Mike coming down here talking about identity and establishing an identity. What would you say this team's identity is right now?
I think it's pretty obvious. We're going to try to, slow the game down. We're going to run the football. We're going to, try to play good defense. We're going to play on special teams. We're going to play all three phases. And just see what happens over four quarters. Try to keep ourselves in it and see if we can get one at the end. That's kind of what you become. I mean, you don't seek out. You want to score 40 points a game and give up 10 every week, but just not the reality of the NFL. So you got to find ways to win the tight ones.